This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stu.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu.
It is that time. It's Chat with Stu Mac. Stuart McMillan, good morning.
Good morning, Scott J. Gow. Monkey business time.
Uh-oh.
And we're talking about geese and really old tortoises. Tortoises. So this past week, I was allowed to go into federal court. I was observing, so just so you know.
You were allowed or made to go.
I was in shackles. I was checking out the whole Tanya Haddix, chimp crazy lady.
Oh, right. Remind us the story in brief.
Tanya Haddix, chimp crazy lady, show on HBO from Festus, had about 6 or 7 chimpanzees some years ago, and she was having them removed from her house because of poor living conditions there in her basement. And they were getting out all the time, running around the neighborhood.
I could imagine.
So there was one in particular that she really had, a really strong bond with. Tonka, famous for being in movies back in the 1990s, so she said that Tonka was dead. That's the whole reason why she got in big trouble in federal court. She said, Tonka's dead. She lied about that. He was still alive. Tonka's now living the happy life.
Well, that's good.
In Florida, in a beautiful place. Probably much better than how we live, probably.
So she's convicted? She pled guilty?
She pled guilty okay. To perjury, a couple of perjury charges, and obstruction of justice. And it was all to lying in federal court about Tonka's death. She said he was dead and even got someone to fake some cremation documents.
Wow, that is really low.
I never could see why. Chimps, they're cute and stuff at a young age. But, when they get big, they can, kill you.
Right.
I mean,
and they're pretty damn smart.
Yeah. So
kind of
they're gonna get around anything you're thinking that could hold them back.
Yeah.
So I'm just in this animal kick, I guess. But there was a mother goose, had the police called on her.
On the goose.
For aggressively protecting her hatchlings near the entrance of a Baldwin gas station.
I'm pretty sure that geese are not subject to human laws.
Hong Kong, I disagree. Baldwin police say dispatchers fielded numerous calls about a pugnacious goose.
Pugnacious?
That made her nest near the ice machine at the Mobile on the Run on Manchester. Employees moved the machine and built a privacy fence surrounding the nest to give the goose and the little ones some space. So it's like a little wooden octagon-shaped little thing. And it looks a lot like this game called Gaga Ball that the kids play in our neighborhood park. and it's this octagon shape, and I'm thinking, you know, you shouldn't have put that in an octagon shape, because some kid's going to just go in there and start whacking this ball around, you know?
And there's going to be a pugnacious goose.
Pugnacious goose.
That phrase is great. I was thinking when you first said that word, pugilist.
Like pugilist.
Which is a boxer.
Oh, okay. So I don't know that term.
I don't know if they might be gross. They might be related in some sort of Latin origin, because it's eager or quick to argue or fight. So I bet they do have the same origins.
And that's why you got the police called on the mother goose. Honk! They're celebrating a very old birthday for this old tortoise, 97 years old, Western Santa Cruz Galapagos tortoise named Mommy, because that's what you name your tortoise.
Mommy?
Weirdos.
Yeah.
Then there's a 96-year-old mate, Abrazo, and they're new parents, apparently. So I guess, you know, even to old age, tortoises just keep things going, you know? Well, their babies are very interesting, are very important, I should say, for, tortoises, because there aren't a lot of them in zoos. I think there's only 48 up to this point in zoos across the country. So they're kind of an endangered species. We'll have to do an update next year to see, if everybody's doing okay. But they're a half pound when they're born. A half pound.
How big is the 97-year-old tortoise?
Yeah, they can get up like 500 pounds. Wow. They're in the 500 range.
Wow.
You know, I struggle to lift like 15-pound dumbbells, you know. I can't imagine. Okay, come on, Mommy. Get back in the cage. I mean, how do they get the thing? They got a forklift? Of just like, meep, meep, meep. Tortoise just laying there in this slack. I do have one more animal story. We recently found a milk snake in our yard, which is kind of rare-ish. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't just see them a whole lot because they're really... They're kind of the snakes that look like they would be at the St. Louis Zoo and do not touch, don't go near them kind of thing. But milk snakes are not venomous,
right.
but they're good for the environment, so you need to leave them in there. They kill everything else. They kill the bad snakes, too, from what I hear. It's a really beautiful snake, and it was just this little baby. This, like, I mean, maybe 6 inches long, you know, and this little tiny thing. And he was like, I'm fighting for life. You could just see him just kind of going through the... And I almost stepped on him. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's a... That's a snake.
That's a rare milk snake.
No, I did not. I actually had to look it up, but Jennifer knew because she's snake crazy.
Oh, is she?
She is. She's might have her own HBO segment someday.
Yeah.
I'm snake.
That means you're going to live in a house with a bunch of snakes.
And we kind of do.
You already have snakes?
We have. Oh, yeah. Downstairs. Downstairs is kind of like Tanya Haddix's house. I mean, you go down.
We should have started with that.
It's down there.
What do you have in it?
Oh, there's a bearded dragon down there.
What?
We've got a hamster. We've got the
you
snake.
Buried the lead here.
Oh, did I? Okay. There are other animals in this house. 3 cats, a dog. But then, you know, the snake, we've had it since I think Eleanor was like 3 or something. She's 9 now. So the snake is getting kind of big in there. Just bulking up for that day he escapes.
Yeah.
There's a little hole on the front where you where you you slide the little thing across and then like hand him a mouse to eat,
because
he's hand fed mice, because that's what you gotta feed him somehow, you know. Yeah. You don't want live mice running around in there because that's just gross. When they finally catch him, it's nasty business. So you just hope you're not eating breakfast right now. But you give them a mouse that's dead, and they eat it. And it's very fascinating. It's very fascinating. Now, I've never been a big snake person. I never hold the thing, but Eleanor will walk around, my 9-year-old. She'll walk around with it around its neck or around her wrist and just be doing homework. And
wow. This is just blowing me away right now. I can't believe we didn't start with this.
My wife is literally the Dr. Doolittle of Jeffco. There's Tanya Haddix, chimp crazy. My wife, snake crazy. That's all.